Hey, Jack Lever's come a long way too, as we digress and move on to the world of Australian rules football. Last night announced he was re-signing with the club for a further 3 seasons, if you don't mind, to the end of 2024. That's always a nice thing to have in the back pocket. Jake, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure having you on. Nice to have you a part of our world today, particularly with the season just around the corner. Another 3 years, ever an issue, or is it just a matter of time before you can lock yourself in?
Oh, yeah, no, I think that, I was always pretty confident, pretty happy with where I'm at Melbourne Footy Club. And I think that, over the time, I got here in 2018, obviously didn't play when the boys played in the final series, and I guess been disappointed in the last 2 years that we've had as a club, but over those past 2 years I think we've had some really good learnings, and I've been a part of that, and now I think that as a group we're ready to take that next step, and I'm really excited about what we can produce. As you said, not only those 3 seasons that I signed, but I've still got one this year, so basically 4 seasons. I'm just super excited to see what this group can produce.
It's great news for the D's fans to lock in for that period of time. The adjustment from coming across from the Crows, was it harder than you thought it might be, considering the injuries that you faced in 2018 and 19? That when you're a recruit, you always want to put your hand up and be a player that's available more often than not and make yourself known to the players, let alone the supporters, and you weren't able to do that through no fault of your own. Was it more challenging than you thought?
Oh, I think definitely. I think when I first got over to my own account, I wasn't playing the best footy in the first 3 or 4 rounds in 2018. And I sort of felt like I got myself going and as you said, got injured. And it was a pretty difficult 12 months because, as you said, when you're recruited to the club and you want to be successful at that club and bring success, it's really hard to do that while you're in rehab. And the end of 2019... things weren't going great as a club, and I was sort of just battling through trying to get a little bit of match fitness once I got back, and I think I might have played the last 10 games, but really struggled to find my feet. And then last year I thought that I found my feet really well, especially early on the season, and then especially when we went to the Hub, I thought that I played some consistent footy, but a little bit like the club last year, we were probably too inconsistent. So I think that that's where I sat as well, and I'm just super excited. Yeah, as you said, it's really hard to sort of impact the club when you're in rehab, but I felt like, I feel like that's really behind me now, and I'm looking forward to putting it out on the field.
Jake, one of the things that stood out for me, I was just having a look at some of your stats yesterday, is that you are incredibly efficient when you get the ball in hand. 82% efficiency in 2020, which is very, very high in my mind. Is that something that you are proud of, you work really hard at, or is it just something that comes naturally for you?
I think that, for me, the efficiency is something that maybe early on in my career, I'd be taking kicks that in my skill set probably weren't, I wasn't quite up to it. And I think just over time, you really learn that, there's guys like in our side, you've got Christian Salem, you've got probably Michael Hibbert, Stephen May, these type of guys that can really take that aggressive kick, and their percentages might be 65%, but when they hit those kicks, it turns up down the other end for a goal. And I think for me, I've just learnt to really use my skill set, and it's probably not as big as some of those guys, but I think for me it's about playing basic football, and the efficiency thing probably just comes off the back of that.
It seems that yourself and Stephen May coming to the footy club, it was almost like Melbourne were going to rebuild from the back, and now you've sort of played a fair bit of footy together. You mentioned Salem and Hibbert and then yourself and May. It's looking a good settled back six. Do you think it's going to be the cornerstone to your success this year?
Oh, look, I think that us as a defensive group, we think we have the capabilities to be one of the best defensive groups in the competition. And, you mentioned guys like that, but we've also got, Neville Jetta's come back to pre-season. He's sort of, I wouldn't say he's got a chip on his shoulder, but he knew that he didn't have the year that he wanted to last year, and is really out to prove himself. And then we've got Jaden Hunt now that's come back. So, who every time I give him the ball, it's like no one can catch him at the minute. So, I think that, and even you talk about young guys as well. Trent Rivers, we just drafted a kid, Jake Bowie, who is a little redheaded pocket rocket. He's just
phenomenal with the ball in hand, and he's super competitive. So we're just excited what we've got down there. And as you said, I think we've got the capabilities to be one of the best defensive groups in the comp. And if that means that that is the cornerstone of our success, then that so be it. But for us, we just want to be the best that we can be.
We speak to Maxi on this program a lot. He's part of our team, and we often talk about culture and what it means, and you know, Melbourne's culture often comes up in conversation, not just in this room, but everywhere. As someone that is new to the club, what were your sort of thoughts on that before you got there compared to now immersing yourself in it? Is it different? Is it the same? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that slowly over, you know, as you said, the 3 or 4 years that I've been here, we're starting to really build a positive culture around the group. I think that through no fault of the club, there was some people that just probably just didn't fit into the club, and slowly, even before my time, I think it was well documented that there was people that they might be great people but they just didn't fit into the Melbourne way of playing and way of thinking that the coaches and the administration staff wanted. So for me, I feel like that. Now we've taken a really good step forward in that. I feel like this is the year that that culture piece is starting to be put together. And I think that's just through maturity. I'm 24 now and turning 25 in a couple of days. And there's a lot of guys around that age, which is generally the age in football where you start to mature and you start to understand the game and respect the game a little bit more. And, it's not like time's passing away from those sort of guys, but you do become a little bit more impatient. From my draft year, we've got Christian Petrarca, Angus Brayshaw, Alex Neil-Bull, and these type of guys that are starting to come into that age bracket now where, that culture piece is super, super important to us, and we just try and drive it every day.
You had a little practice match against the reigning premiers only a couple of days ago, and you came away with the Chockies there. What do you take out of that sort of game?
I think that it probably looked a little bit different to what it did last year in terms of a Melbourne win, and we were super excited with that because it was probably what we'd been working on all summer. And I think that you would have seen the pressure around the ball was still at the level that we know that we can produce, but definitely up forward. I felt like our pressure was immense, and as a defender throughout the whole preseason, that's what I've noticed. The forwards are just constantly getting at you, and it's not like you can get an easy kick anymore at training like it used to be. So I think that that's what you saw. And for us, we understood that it was a practice game, but we really wanted to put out there that we're here to not just make up the numbers in the competition. We're here to win. And whether that was a practice match against Richmond or it was a practice match against another team, we just wanted to set the foundation for our year. And I think you saw some faces that really popped up during our summer and, behind closed doors at Casey Fields, but really put themselves out there, like Kay Chandler, Jimmy Jordan in the midfield. These type of guys have had really good summers and they got the reward on the weekend.
Are you moving down to the Mornington Peninsula like everyone else at Melbourne these days?
I did move down to the Mornington Peninsula. Yeah, so I'm not quite as far as Big Maxi, but I'm just in Mount Eliza. So, nice. Yeah, beautiful, nice. Beautiful part of the world. Definitely different to the place I grew up in, Romsey.
It's nice too.
It's a bit of an eye opener. So it's lovely down there. It takes me half an hour to get the training, and all the boys seem to be whinging a little bit about the drive to Casey, but I'm sitting there in the background just laughing.
Well, hopefully you're laughing all the way to the finals for these fans in 2021, Jake. Good luck to you. It kicks off in a couple of days' time for you the Amy Community Series coming up against the Doggies next Monday night. So looking forward to seeing you guys in action and a big 2021 around the corner. Go get them.
Thank you very much.